WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Not counting this episode, the term dew point has shown up in at least 12 episodes of WeatherBrains 101. So what the heck is the dew point? It must be important if the term gets used so much, and I dare say it's probably one topic that gets lots of questions. The dew point is the temperature to which a given parcel of air must be cooled at constant barometric pressure for water vapor to condense into water. The condensed water is called dew, so the dew point is a saturation point. When the dew point temperature falls below freezing, it's often called the frost point, as the water vapor no longer creates dew, but instead creates frost or hoarfrost through deposition. The dew point is associated with relative humidity. A high relative humidity indicates that the dew point is closer to the current air temperature. Relative humidity of 100% indicates that the dew point temperature is equal to the current temperature and the air is saturated with water. When the dew point stays constant and the temperature increases, relative humidity will decrease. At a given barometric pressure, independent of temperature, the dew point indicates the mole fraction, also known as the amount fraction, of water vapor in the air and therefore determines the specific humidity of the air. The dew point is an important element in general aviation. It is used to calculate the likelihood of carburetor icing and fog and estimate the height of the cloud base. Humans tend to become uncomfortable in high dew point environments, that is, values above 60 degrees Fahrenheit. The body perspires and produces sweat to cool us down. High relative humidity and consequently high dew points prevent the evaporation of sweat and reduce evaporative cooling. As a result, the body may overheat, resulting in discomfort. Discomfort can also exist when dealing with low dew points. The drier air can cause skin to crack and become irritated more easily. Lower dew points, values below about 50 degrees Fahrenheit, correlate with lower ambient temperatures and the body requires less cooling. A lower dew point can go along with a high temperature only at extremely low relative humidity values, allowing for relative effective cooling. Dew points in the 40s? Boy, those sure would be great, say, in July in the South. Oh, but I wouldn't hold my breath. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.